You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Getting to work has never taken longer. The findings of the latest Household Income and Labour Dynamics in Australia survey shows Australian workers spend an average of 4.5 hours per week commuting to and from their jobs. That's an increase from around 3.7 hours in 2002. Report co-author, the Melbourne Institute's Inga Lass, explains why.
One of the factors is population growth, so you've got more congestion on the streets. Then also you have really high housing prices, so people tend to move out of the city, and that just means that it also takes longer to get to work.
Hilda is a longitudinal survey, meaning it follows the same group of people year after year. Starting in 2001, it now tracks more than 17,500 people in 9,500 households and will continue to grow as families expand. Deputy Director of the Hilda Survey, Professor Roger Wilkins, says the finding that stood out most to him is that on average, the incomes of Australian workers haven't changed since 2012.
When we initially saw the slowdown in income growth post-2012, we thought it might have just been a temporary aftershock, after effect of the end of the mining boom and the GFC, but it's actually turning out to be a considerably longer-term phenomenon. It's become sort of the new normal that household incomes aren't growing.
He says it's affecting the capacity of households to stimulate the economy. Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the survey shows the coalition's ability to manage money isn't as good as it claims.
The economy is floundering. Australians are actually going backwards. Australians are worried about their wages. They're worried about their jobs. They're worried that no matter how hard they work, they just can't get ahead.
But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has defended the coalition's performance, saying the government is responsible for creating more than 1 million new jobs and lowering taxes.
The other point about the Hilda survey, when it comes to poverty line, it says that there's fluctuated over time, but the broad trend has been downwards. This is especially true since 2007, when 12.4% of the population was in relative poverty. By 2016, the proportion in poverty had fallen to 9.6%.
The survey's findings with regard to poverty between 2001 and 2017 shows poverty in Australia is increasing again after several years of decline. The survey also found Australian parents are struggling to afford childcare costs, which have increased by 145% over the last 16 years. Dr. Lass says childcare costs absorb 27% of the average Australian household income, some of the highest rates in the OECD.
We see that people are using more childcare and they're using more hours of it, but it has also become much more expensive. The median expenditure per week was $63 in 2002, and it has now gone up to $153 for the median family.
Amy Hall, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.